And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have a full house for you today. Right next to me, over my that shoulder, because sometimes Zoom reverses it when you record it, but John Ginclay is right next to me there. John, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having us today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You are the new leader of Nimbus's QSO. So how does that feel?
Tremendous in a single word. And I can't wait to kind of share more of it today as we go through the interview. But yeah, Mike, it's groundbreaking, as you know.
Oh, I know. This is gonna be quite the interview. And then diagonal from me, right down below, is Joe Kolka. I'm sorry, Joe. God, I'm getting all the J's mixed up. I apologize. Joe Kolka from Vistar Credit Union. Joe, how are you, sir?
Good, sir. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Glad to have you on the show. And then right below me is Mr. Jeffrey Kendall from Nimbus. Jeffrey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's good to see you again, as always.
Good to see you guys as well. Can't wait to see you all in person. And I think it's going to happen. We're going to get there one of these days super soon. Things are starting to opening up now. So it's really exciting to kind of got a good vibe going here now. And speaking of good vibes, this story about Nimbus is it just keeps getting better and better and better. I kind of call this kind of like an elevator or an escalator interview, because I'm going to initially start out with you, John. So as kind of the new leader of Nimbus QSO, can you tell us about it? Kind of lay the foundation here. What the QSO is all about and how you guys are going to serve credit unions?
Oh yeah. I mean, we're after serving and taking care of some of the thorniest problems out there. I mean, credit unions need to grow. We need to innovate, and we need to do that at speed. And that's what Nimbus is built to do. And during the interview, we can talk more about the examples of how we're doing that. But I mean, at the heart, that's what we're here to do, is to improve outcomes for credit unions.
So I'm going to touch on this real quick, because it was a big story in the industry. Obviously, your tenure at Partners was fantastic, but then you leave there and to go to the Nimbus QSO. So how is your long tenure at Partners going to help you in your new position at Nimbus QSO?
Oh, well, thanks. So over 17 years at Partners, where we grew 5X. And Mike, there was so much learning there and that in that role as the CEO, right? Mm-hmm. But there's other experience too in the C-suite too, as a chief revenue officer, chief lending officer. And of course, I'll bring all that experience here. But probably really applicable to this QSO, why I'm excited about it, is in the last 3 years at Partners, I think you'll remember this, we had a project called 4X. That we needed to bring digital value to the members 4 times faster than what we were doing before. Yep. And we learned a lot, and we actually arrived at 4X, and we made a documentary about it. And in that though, that took us 2.5 to 3 years. What I'm excited about this QSO is that we're gonna help people do it in 90 days, in 6 months, something much faster.
Wow.
Based on, it's not just technology, Mike, it's the people, process, and technology that we're bringing to the equation through the QSO to really improve outcomes.
Yeah. And as we all know, the last 12 months, you know as well, Joe, that, I mean, digital has just accelerated. I mean, it's taken off into overdrive the last 12 months, not because we want to, because it was a necessity. And so is that what you guys are experiencing at Vistar, Joe? Is this digital acceleration because of what's happened the last 12 months?
Oh, absolutely. I think we've seen, you know, the pandemic, you know, probably just kind of hit on all the things that were happening in a slower space, and put them all into supercharge, right? You know, everyone wanted things faster. Everyone was home, right?
Yeah. So
all the flexibility you saw there, I mean, Uber Eats, Grubhub, everything kind of took off. I think in the same expectations kind of was sitting there before, where if you think about banking, you know, it was maybe cliche to say, hey, we had to compare ourselves, not just to banking credit unions, but maybe to the Amazons, the Ubers of the world. I don't think there's any better explanation of what we just went through with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So I think each and every opportunity that we have, not just, I think, on the experience wise, but how do you close the gaps on either processing or back office pieces? Expectations, I think, are through the roof. And I think there's really an awesome opportunity with, especially as we look at the partnership that we're going to get into a little bit deeper here with Nimbus for us as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And coming to you, Jeffrey, what are some, I want to get back to kind of the Nimbus QSO, kind of how it got going. What kind of pain points are you guys looking to answer here for credit unions with Nimbus QSO?
Yeah, so it was really, you know, we're a software company. That's what we do. We build software and build solutions. But primarily what we're really trying to help is the growth question. Mm-hmm. And right now, just based on the challenges that banks and credit unions are having in terms of, you know, competitive forces that are coming out of places that no one anticipated 10 years ago, from whether it's major tech players, whether it's challenger banks, neobanks, you know, that sort of thing, or just in general, the way that consumer behavior is changing, it mandates that for a credit union to be successful, they've got to grow quickly. Mm-hmm. And that's just a tough ask with the current landscape and the way that technology is sort of sourced and implemented and thought about today. So we're really trying to accelerate that path and just say, we've got to make it easier. We got to make it faster and less expensive for people to grow. But ultimately, and this I think is the most powerful part of what we're trying to do, the vendors need to be accountable for the results that they're signing up for with their credit union partners. And that's an underlying tenet of the CUSO, which I'm most proud of, which is saying, we're not here to just sell you stuff and put software into your servers and into your facility. We're here to make sure you actually get that growth that you're looking for, regardless of the technology.
Yeah, no doubt. And aren't consumers spoiled today because of all the online and the mobile, the super really easy one-touch experiences? And so that has to transfer to the financial services industry, right? I see you shaking your head, John, or nodding your head. It's like,
yeah, no, absolutely. Mike, I think the pandemic and the ensuing recession and everything that happened through that was a dress rehearsal for what's to come. And Joe was talking about that phenomenon. Right? Expectations have been raised on how quickly you should be able to innovate and put something out there and chop, chop, you know, let's get going. That's the new normal. You know, I think that's there for us.
Yeah. Yeah, like, well, having said that, John, so what are some short and long-term goals for the CUSO that you have lined up?
Yeah. So right away, Mike, it's just awareness that who Nimbus is, and understanding what we do, so that kind of resonance. Mm-hmm. Long term is when you're thinking about a growth problem and you're thinking about innovation and you have to do that at speed, you think Nimbus. We have a solution point now that is out there that is getting a lot of traction, but we know that we're going to grow with credit unions, and the CUSO is going to be part of that, is understanding what that is and being responsive, so that you think Nimbus. When you think growth, innovation, speed, then call Nimbus. I mean, that's the long term goal. We're that kind of partner in getting outcomes for you.
Indeed, indeed. All right, Joe, I'm coming to you with the big news here. All right, we're at the top of the escalator now. So yeah, let's talk about this $20 million investment in Nimbus, which is, from what I saw, it's the industry's largest ever funding. So what prompted Vistar to step up and go all in like this with Nimbus?
Yeah, sure. So I think it goes back to, I think, you know, when I started, and really kind of before that, when I think Brian and the new senior leadership team kind of came in, him, Chad, Joel, and some others. And I think it was really with a lot of support of our board looking at where digital played for us more broadly as we went forward. And I think about credit unions as a whole, right? We do a lot of partnerships to begin with. So that really the natural evolution is the next step of that is looking at fintechs to bring some of that value forward. So in 2019, we launched our fintech fund, and we've got partnerships with, obviously here now, with Nimbus, Payveris, the Circle Fund. So we've made this kind of a core competency for us of looking at fintech to pull this forward. Mm-hmm. And obviously being in the credit union space, we've got a good feel for what we're going through as challenges and some of our peers. You know, and Jeffrey and John hit on a lot of the pieces. I think it comes down to when we look at the partnership with what Nimbus can bring, there's a lot of things that they've done really, really well, especially on the banking space. How do we transfer that over into the credit union space, yeah, which has some unique challenges, you know, be it the FOM components or kind of the factors of membership, but how we bring the speed pieces together, the collaboration together, and like Jeffrey hit on it, right, is the doing this in a cost-effective way. So finding ways to risk mitigate some of the decisions, do a test and learn approach. I think a lot of the fundamental reasons that we looked at kind of Nimbus being really a strong partner for us on a go-forward basis and really for the credit union industry as a whole.
Yeah. And Jeffrey, I want to get your kind of take on it as well. I mean, this is tremendous news for not only you guys, but the industry as well. So what were your thoughts? What were your takeaways from this?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I don't want to downplay the size of the investment and the money involved, because that's obviously important. It's going to be a resource that allows us to accomplish new things. But really what we were most excited about was partnering with a brand like Vistar that is known for doing things different. And when you're trying to innovate,
we like that.
You know, you want to have someone on the journey with you that's not afraid to say, you know, hey, we'll take that leap. And frankly, the credit union industry is not known for taking a lot of risks or leaning in. And so to partner with a credit union that's sort of already established themselves over the past several years of making those types of bets, that was the most exciting thing for me. And just getting access to the help, the talent, the brain power that ViStar brings, because, you know, I have a philosophy longstanding that still believes, which is, hey, fintech and the tech providers, we do, you know, a lot for the industry, but the real growth, the real strategies, the real creativity comes from within the conference rooms and the boardrooms and the meeting rooms of the credit unions, not from the fintechs. I think we can help accelerate those things, but the real brain trust is in the credit unions, and we wanted to partner with the best. Yep. And that's why we were so excited.
Right on, right on. Yeah, this is it just sent reverberations throughout, reverberations throughout the industry on what's possible here. And John, I want to get your take as well. What's your kind of reaction to this, being the leader of the CUSO?
Well, I would echo what Jeffrey said. I mean, the talent at ViStar and their vision about how they want to help the credit union movement by making this investment and by kind of going first, I think is can't be understated. The other thing too is the people at Nimbus are amazing. It's not just technologists. We have brilliant technologists, but we have a lot of operators here too, Mike. And that really helps with the reality testing of these ideas, along with partnering with ViStar and their executive team to really get it right, so we really get the outcomes. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, oh, I am too. And Joe, I want to get the credit union perspective here. How do you see this CUSO benefiting the industry, or even answering the industry's current challenges that are going on right now? You kind of addressed that in your previous response, but to get the credit union perspective here, because we always want that.
Yeah, I think as you look at credit unions, right, we've got some unique things within our FOMs, you know, and I think we've got sometimes a two-step process to become a member and then get a product. So I think, how do we take some of the speed and flexibility and innovation that Nimbus has kind of already brought, and how do we harness that? So I think that's one, like, how do we get products faster to the members that we want to serve, both within our markets? And I think there's probably two other parts. I think the whole test and learn piece, I think it's tough, because I think credit union as a whole, like to Jeffrey's point, have been more risk focused. And I think the war chests that credit unions have are more limited, right, to some of our banking peers. So how do we find to make each dollar a little bit more impactful, and to take some of these, you know, challenges and test an idea and move on from it and kind of keep building? Mm-hmm. And I think the third one, to go back to the pandemic, right, is I think now more than ever, to be able to serve and partner with our communities is an absolute necessity. I mean, I think just look at the small business population. I think, you know, looking at where we started in the pandemic, where PPP loans kind of came in, factored in, it wasn't the large players that came to their aid. It was the smaller ones. And I think as we go forward, I think those are some of the big, big areas. I think that as we look at this CUSO, where it could kind of hit and help out the credit union space as a whole, I think those would be some of the massive ones to pull a thread on.
Yeah. Do you see, Joe, do you see this or this investment as kind of even kind of pushing the industry a little bit to keep continuing? I mean, because there's a lot of folks out there doing some tremendous work. We saw story after story after story the last 12 months of just fantastic stories from suppliers and credit unions alike doing some amazing, amazing work. But do you see this investment as really kind of keeping that momentum going, that push going of keep moving forward? Is that kind of another reason why as well?
I mean, absolutely. I think when you look at innovation and disruption as a whole, it requires that there's competition there and there's more in the space, right? Agreed. You only get the best solutions, the best products, the best ideas through all of that. So I think this is, I think for us, a natural evolution. But I think as a whole, it's going to help pull the industry forward.
Yeah, because I think, especially in these times right now, complacency equals death. Because if you're going to sit still, you're toast. You might as well just get out of the game and sit on the sidelines. So this, yeah, to me, this really, really keeps us moving forward, keeps that momentum pushing forward. So anything else, guys? I mean, did I miss anything here? John, do you want anything else to add? Because I think this is just a tremendous story that will, again, keep us moving forward.
Well, I like the idea of the conversation and the thread around a CUSO 2.0, 3.0. Right? CUSOs have served us really well, but what's the next version of that?
We're
discovering that right now. I mean, we're launching, right? And I'm really excited about the impact that we're going to have. And kind of the spirit, Mike, behind it, really great people are coming to the table to help other credit unions, you know, through this CUSO. And it's kind of, some of them are some rock stars that are coming to work. So it's really is interesting, and we're going about it a little bit differently. So the outcomes should be expected to be better. I think this is really something I'd be excited to keep reporting on with everyone here, right?
Yeah, I love it.
The outcomes that we're going to be able to drive.
Yeah, and Jeffrey, you touched on kind of the resources and the talent that this investment will be able to kind of draw as well. So I think that's something that we need desperately as well, to keep that really good talent in the credit union industry and keep that and attract good talent maybe even from outside the industry as well. So you see that as well?
Absolutely. I think you can see that with the credit unions that we partner with. We bring an element to the table as well, that credit union employees are interested in working and learning and growing from the tech community and vice versa. It really just keeps, it keeps it a good balance and a good partnership, which is ultimately, you know, when you go back to the fundamental of the CUSO, what is it? It's people pooling their resources, their brain power, their financials, everything together to help each other out. And I think that will remain consistent. But just like John said, we can't do anything at this company without thinking about how to do it different or better. That's just how we wake up. It's just
that's
like,
cool.
Whatever it is, we're not doing it good enough. So let's do it better tomorrow. And I think we're excited about bringing that point of view to the CUSO market as well.
That's so refreshing. That's exactly what we need. Just look at, you know, things from a new angle, a new lens, all that type of stuff. And I wanted to say one of my favorite conferences, and Jack Antonini at NACUSO will probably really enjoy hearing this, but one of my favorite conferences, and I can't wait to get back to it of the year, is the NACUSO conference, because there's such an entrepreneurial startup-ish kind of vibe that you get at that conference. If you guys have been there, I mean, John, you're nodding your head again. I love it because it's so cool. And I get this feeling from this partnership that you guys have created here, especially with ViStar. I get that there's this really cool, hey man, this is, we can do anything type of feeling. And it's really exciting for the industry. Is that kind of what you guys feel too, Joe?
100%. I mean, I think it's kind of what we looked at this was, looking at ways to take new ways to solve, I think, some of the same problems we have or the new ones that are facing us. And I think the power of the CUSO, I think, relative to like where from my banking life, I think what's even more, I think, impactful with it is it brings credit unions together to solve common problems. And you know, our FOMs kind of give us that advantage to work together to solve it for, you know, both for at the credit union level, but also at the industry level, which can have seismic impacts, I think, across the board, especially with the overall missions that credit unions had. So I think that there's just so much excitement that sits in this that between this partnership and I think as it expands, that I'm really excited by.
Yep. Indeed. Well, I think we're just touching the tip of the iceberg here, guys, and I think you guys know it as well. So I'm going to let you guys get back to work again, because you guys probably have a lot on your plate, so I don't want to keep you from your work, but appreciate the time as always. Gentlemen, keep up the good work and look forward to the next chat.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.